68.
O ye who are firm in the covenant and the testament, your letter was received and your blessed names were one by one perused. The contents of the letter were divine inspirations and manifest bounties, because they were indicative of the union of the friends and the harmony of all hearts. Today the most remarkable favour of God centreth around union and harmony among the friends, so that this unity and concord may be the cause of the promulgation of the oneness of the world of humanity, may emancipate the world from this intense darkness of enmity and rancour, and that the Sun of Truth may shine in full and perfect effulgence. Today, all the peoples of the world are indulging in self-interest and exert the utmost effort and endeavour to promote their own material interests. They are worshipping themselves and not the divine reality, nor the world of mankind. They seek diligently their own benefit and not the common weal. This is because they are captives of the world of nature and unaware of the divine teachings, of the bounty of the kingdom, and of the Sun of Truth. But ye, praise be to God, are at present especially favoured with this bounty, have become of the chosen, have been informed of the heavenly instructions, have gained admittance into the kingdom of God, have become the recipients of unbounded blessings, and have been baptized with the water of life, with the fire of the love of God, and with the Holy Spirit. Strive therefore with heart and soul that ye become ignited candles in the assemblage of the world, glittering stars on the horizon of truth, and may become the cause of the propagation of the light of the kingdom. In order that the world of humanity may be converted into a divine realm, the nether world may become the world on high, the love of God and the mercy of the Lord may raise their canopy upon the apex of the world, human souls may become the waves of the ocean of truth, the world of humanity may grow into one blessed tree, the verses of oneness may be chanted, and the melodies of sanctity may reach the supreme concourse. Day and night I entreat and supplicate to the kingdom of God, and beg for you infinite assistance and confirmation. Do not take into consideration your own aptitudes and capacities, but fix your gaze on the consummate bounty, the divine bestowal, and the power of the Holy Spirit, the power that converteth the drop into a sea and the star into a sun. Praise be to God, the hosts of the supreme concourse secure the victory, and the power of the kingdom is ready to assist and to support. Should ye at every instant unloosen the tongue in thanksgiving and gratitude, ye would not be able to discharge yourselves of the obligation of gratitude for these bestowals. Consider, eminent personages whose fame hath spread all over the world shall ere long fade into utter nothingness as a result of their deprivation of this heavenly bounty. No name and no fame shall they leave behind, and of them no fruit and trace shall survive. But as the effulgences of the Sun of Truth have dawned forth upon you, and ye have attained everlasting life, ye shall shine and sparkle forevermore from the horizon of existence. Peter was a fisherman, and Mary Magdalena, a peasant, But as they were specially favoured with the blessings of Christ, the horizon of their faith became illumined, and down to the present day they are shining from the horizon of everlasting glory. In this station, merit and capacity are not to be considered, nay, rather, the resplendent rays of the Sun of Truth, which have illumined these mirrors, must be taken into account. Ye are inviting me to America. I am likewise longing to gaze upon those illumined faces and converse and associate with those true friends. But the magnetic power which shall draw me to those shores is the union and harmony of the friends, their behaviour and conduct in accordance with the teachings of God, and the firmness of all in the covenant and the testament. O divine providence, this assemblage is composed of thy friends who are attracted to thy beauty and are set ablaze by the fire of thy love. Turn these souls into heavenly angels. Resuscitate them through the breath of thy Holy Spirit. Grant them eloquent tongues and resolute hearts. Bestow on them heavenly power and merciful susceptibilities. Cause them to become the promulgators of the oneness of mankind and the cause of love and concord in the world of humanity, so that the perilous darkness of ignorant prejudice may vanish through the light of the Sun of Truth. This dreary world may become illumined, this material realm may absorb the rays of the world of spirit. These different colours may merge into one colour, and the melody of praise may rise to the kingdom of thy sanctity. Verily thou art the omnipotent and the almighty.